had two friends who were both copywriters, and one of them was a very brilliant tactical copywriter, and the other was a reasonably competent strategic thinker. The tactical person got an idea many years ago that he wanted to go into the cubic zirconium, the simulated diamond business. So he wrote a brilliant ad for a company called the Beverly Hills Diamond Company, and he created a proprietary name, not unlike we talk, for the Beverly Hills Diamond, which was a simulated diamond. And he wrote an incredibly compelling piece of copy, and he ran a full-page ad in the Los Angeles Times, and I think it cost $30,000, and it brought in 42 or something, which after all expenses, he made $5,000 or $6,000, and he was used to much bigger paydays. He got bored and he folded his tent, took his ball, and left. Friend two, who was not as good a copywriter, but was a much more strategic thinker. Oh, by the way, friend one, before he took his tent down, he would send out this diamond in the cheapest little package with, you know, no note, just send it out, because he didn't really deal. He was a tactical thinker. Friend two was totally strategic, but not as good a copywriter. He sat down and wrote his own ad, and he was more clever. This is back when Van Cleef and Arpels were real popular, and Tiffany's was in real great vogue. So he created a company called Van Pliss and Tissany, and he created the Van Pliss Diamond, and he wrote an ad that wasn't as good, but it was serviceable. And he spent the same $30,000, and as I recall, he brought in like $28,000 or so. On paper, he lost $2,000. But he was not a tactical thinker. He was totally strategic. When he fulfilled the 1-carat, $39 stone, which everyone was buying, it came, first of all, in a gorgeous velvet jeweler's bag inside a simulated wooden box that cost him a lot of money. It had two documents enclosed. One was a letter and one was a brochure. The letter thanked them profoundly for, you know, for investing in the Van Pliss diamond. And then it preemptively addressed the fact that when they opened the jeweler's bag and took out the stone, two things would be evident. First, it was infinitely more fiery, brilliant, just spectacular than they thought. And second, it was going to look smaller. It wasn't that he had cheated them, it's that the Van Pliss diamond had more density and so weighed more per millimeter. And it said, when our clients see how magnificent the stone is, the vast majority contact us because they want to get larger ones. But then when they get them, they have another problem. They got to get them set. And then when they go to their jewelers, the jewelers charge them an arm and a leg. So as a courtesy to our valued clients, we have taken the liberty of setting some absolutely spectacular 5, 10, 15 carat stones in beautiful necklaces, rings, and we've tried in 14, 18 karat gold, we've priced them at approximately half of what the average jeweler would charge, and you're welcome to try. But because of the inconvenience and our appreciation, we would like to extend you the chance to trade in the stone you've got for double credit towards anything you want to buy. Now, he was a strategic thinker. Friend one was a tactical, very talented copywriter. Friend one made about $7,000 and quit. Friend two lost $2,000 and 15 months later made $25 million. That's the difference between thinking strategically and tactically.